Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Afraid to say it. Happy Taco Tuesday. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that you are here. So glad that Liv's here. Pork Chop's here. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, holding things down. He's here. And if you want to be part of the show, we love doing it. The early morning call, the first check-in of the day. That could be you. Just let us know what's going on with you. What's up? 833-563-2539. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, or maybe slide into our DMs anytime, Radio Now AM Show. For Facebook, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, we use our station's Facebook page. Just search for that. Give it a like, and you'll see a lot of the show content and another way to interact and be informed. Because that's what we do, Liv. We inform people.
Oh, all day long. That's all we do.
No diggity doubt about that. So yesterday was fun for me. I'm going to let Pork Chop mention it. If he doesn't, I'll bring it back when I circle around. But we got to play some disc golf.
I mean, you guys are obsessed.
We're getting in our steps, girl. Let me tell you. Our butts, our glutes are going to be looking so good this fall. They're going to be looking good. You're not going to see them because we're going to be wearing sweatpants everywhere. But no, we did. It was fun. I would say that it was awesome. It was probably my best round ever. But as Pork Chop mentioned when I texted the group, like our scorecard, I forgot to record how many strokes we did on hole 11 out of 18. So I don't know if it was my best round ever or not because I forgot to record how many I did.
Yeah, and it seems like it would be pretty convenient to forget to record how well you did on like the worst hole of the day.
No, but I don't think it was that bad. I just honestly, I kind of forgot. I was like, oh, crap, because I just, you know. You don't want me to be your tracker. That's why I'm sure Pork Chop's annoyed. But I'm like, hey, Pork Chop, write it down. Like, I observe things, but I'm not good at retaining it. I'm just like, write it down, Liv. Pork Chop, you write that? You got that? And that's, I don't know. For now, I'm Pork Chop's the official scorekeeper. But then you run the risk of Pork Chop, like, oh, yeah, I got a par there.
Yeah, you run the risk.
What makes you think? I am so not that person to cheat, though.
I don't think that you would do that, but I'm saying that's his own punishment that he has to live with, never knowing. Because he's too lazy to just do it himself.
But I don't understand. I'm the kind of person that you should have the satisfaction of knowing I'm going to do it right.
I didn't say you wouldn't. I said there's always the possibility.
No, there's never the possibility.
Yes, there
with
is.
Me. No, there's not.
You could be bribed. Somebody could bribe
just
you.
Just with someone else doing it in
but
general.
Anyway, you know how you know I didn't cheat? Because I got plus 30 yesterday. Like, oof.
Ooh,
I was terrible.
Yeah, poor
well,
job.
I have an excuse. I got stung by a freaking bee right after hole one.
Dude.
Like, literally hole one, I hit shot five and then got stung.
Are you allergic?
So I got stung once when I was like four.
Uh-huh.
And it was a traumatic event. I remember.
Why?
Yesterday was traumatic too. I thought this guy was allergic, Liv, and I thought he was going to die. I'm like, dude, no. Do we need an EpiPen? Let's go.
You're an idiot. You thought yesterday was traumatic?
Dude, you were
okay.
Like, oh my
right.
God.
No,
oh my God.
What are you
God?
Talking about? No, I was not, dude. I was like, I actually said a word I can't say on the air.
He was swearing on the Christian golf course.
I looked down and was like, oh, shoot. Like, look, I got stung. And I real quick whipped it out and
yeah,
I had it on my finger.
The stinger.
I'm like, Joe, look. Like, and it was like wiggling with like
the stinger
pollen.
Was.
Yeah,
well, it's still alive. Yeah, that's why they keep on like, you're lucky it didn't go directly inside of you because that's when it moves, it kind of pumps and goes inside your skin.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Yeah, I got it out like so fast. But anyways, when I was a kid, I remember distinctly I was wearing flip-flops. They were black with the red thong, the toe thong. And I was playing on the front yard with my sister while we were waiting to go somewhere. And I remember feeling this weird pain. Then I looked down, and that's when I saw this huge bee sticking out of my toe. I let out the most loudest blood-curdling scream, but I was only 4 years old. And my mom came running out. She thought I was, like, getting abducted. And that was the last time I got stung.
My wife, I should know this. I don't think my wife's allergic to bees, but she is paranoid of any kind of flying insect, including bees or wasps. And I don't like them, but I'm not afraid of them. And pork chop was, I thought like I was hanging out with Lindsay yesterday because he's like, they're there again.
Well, because
I
just got stung. So now I'm like paranoid. Now I'm like, they're freaking everywhere, which they were. They were bees and everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to be around like a swarm of bees. The last time I got stung was on 4th of July.
Are you allergic?
No.
Because, I mean, some people, you can die if you don't get an EpiPen.
No, for sure. I know that. But
you see it live?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you got stung.
Yeah.
Is this going to affect your actual music video appearance or performance that we have to talk about later?
Right.
Is this going to, are you going to tell us today that you can't go now?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank God.
Are you a hypochondriac?
Maybe, slightly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I want to get stung every day now because I had such a great sleep last night. I think there might be, like, melatonin in it or something.
Possibly. You might be on to something.
As your body shutting down, how was your day yesterday, Liv? It's like, going into a coma. This is great.
Yeah.
Sting me again.
I had so much to talk about from my day yesterday, and I have forgotten all about it because we have been on this bee and frisbee golf topic for so long. No, you're fine.
It's okay. You got time. Compose your thoughts.
I did work yesterday.
Okay.
And I actually got to chill for a little bit, and I tried to take a nap. I was so, so tired, and I just couldn't fall asleep. I don't know what it was.
Welcome to my life.
Like the weather change, or normally I can fall. I'm like a baby. I can fall asleep within 30 seconds any place I'm at. And I could not fall asleep for the life of me yesterday. I did feel your pain, Joe, because you always complain about that.
I tried yesterday for like an hour to lay down. I'm like, I should have just done something tired because I didn't sleep.
Right.
I didn't even look at my phone, which is a new record.
Well, and also I ended up not being able to help Pork Chop out with his whole wardrobe crisis.
Yeah. I don't know if he said anything to you, but he's kind of mad about that.
Oh, Chops, are you mad?
Yeah, I'm sad. We could go after the show.
I literally am. I'm not joking. I am busy up until 7:30 tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow. All good.
He's not mad. He's just kind of probably hurt. That's all. Hey.
I had my second job yesterday, and I have my second job today,
and I have a dance lesson today.
Yeah, he'll do the two-step naked. He'll do the get up.
I told him I told him he can send me as many pictures as he wants while he's trying to, like, figure out what to wear.
All right, looking for the first call of the day. Is that going to be you? Give us a call. See what's up. Say hey, 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview, T-Pain talks about losing $40 million and his experience with money management, and describes what his family dynamic was like at the time.
But you know, you get back up and you learn, man.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
He did.
Up to 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm not chasing the 40. Money I'm making now, is just, I'm just making it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make it. Like that $40 million, I was hustling. I needed to be on everybody's record, and every record got to go number one. I got to do this work. And at that time, I didn't know my family at all. Right. Like my wife didn't even live with me at that time. She lived in Tallahassee. I lived in Atlanta, and I told her I got to be in Atlanta because I got to do music stuff. Ain't no music stuff in Tallahassee, so you can stay here. I'll give me a house in Atlanta. I'll come and see y'all. My kids didn't know who I was.
Hold on, though. $40 million. Yep. Unload that for a second. That is insane. $40 million to nothing.
That is so much money. The big news over the weekend was the breakup of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth in her new relationship, if there even is a relationship, with Caitlyn Carter. So Caitlyn is a blogger, and she's also Brody Jenner's ex. Sources say Miley and Caitlyn didn't start seeing each other until after a valiant attempt by Miley to save her relationship with Liam Hemsworth. Apparently, the two were struggling for various issues for months. She pushed for them to go into therapy and took other steps to make their marriage work. And a source said that he didn't even come close to meeting her halfway into putting in effort to make it work. They've been separated for months. As for Miley and Caitlyn, they were spotted making out poolside in Lake Como over the weekend. So we'll see where that kind of goes after they come back from their Italian vacation.
I feel like that making out thing is just for attention. Do you really think there's a relationship there, Liv?
I don't personally. I just think that, they were just on like a girls trip and like maybe getting a little wild. But I don't think there's a relationship there. But Liam has finally spoke out about what's happening. And he posted it on his Instagram late last night and wrote, "Just a quick note to say that Miley and I have recently separated and I wish her nothing but health and happiness going forward. This is a private matter and I have not made nor will I be making any comments to any journalists or media outlets. Any reported quotes attributed to me are false. Peace and love." The photo was accompanied with a the caption was accompanied with a beautiful photo of the sunset overlooking the ocean. Adrina Patrin's ex, Corey Bohan, is under investigation for abuse allegations in a court hearing yesterday to make her restraining order against Bohan permanent. The reality star said that the district attorney's office opened the probe last week. The judge ruled that the restraining order hearing would be postponed until the DA made a decision on whether or not to file charges against Patridge's former husband. Then there's a rumor going around Hollywood that Irina Shayk is writing a tell-all book that will include those cheating rumors between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. The Russian model split from the actor Bradley Cooper earlier this year, and sources say she's ready to tell her side of the story. The sources say there's so much to tell about her relationship with Bradley. He's done her so dirty, and she's got revenge on the mind.
First, we had Russia meddling in our elections. Now Russia's meddling in our favorite romance possible of those two. Get out of here, you Russian bot. Live the Web Girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you so much. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for hanging out. 833-563-2539, the number to call in, or also social media. Radio Now AM Show, that is Twitter, and that is Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. I saw this on Twitter, and I was like, all right, I kind of like where they're going with this one. It's kind of funny. They took movie titles, and they say that they're way different if you change just one letter. It could be any letter in there.
Uh-huh.
So here's someone that they had in there. Now, I haven't seen this movie, but I kind of liked it. Have you ever seen the movie or heard of The Men Who Stare at Goats? That just sounds weird. That sounds like a made-up movie title.
That sounds like an indie movie.
Yeah, it it becomes The Men Who Stare at Coats, so I like that. Now, here's probably my favorite name change they did, and all they had to do is change one letter for the movie title. The Deer Hunter. I, once again, have never heard of that movie. I like deer. I like hunting, but it becomes The Beer Hunter.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. The Beer Hunter, I'm all about that. Jurassic Park, classic movie, I have to ask. Live the Web Girl, have you seen Jurassic Park?
Don't ask me that.
Are you serious?
I know. It makes my boyfriend so disgusted at me. He cannot believe I haven't. I haven't seen any of them. And then one time, we went to go see one of our first dates to see, like, the most recent one that had come out, the newer ones, and we just ended up talking and making out the whole time, so I still haven't even seen that one.
Well, that's nice. I was talking to my wife Lindsay last night because I was giving, I think, you and Porkchop crap, or at least one of you, about maybe never seeing Field of Dreams a few days ago.
Porkchop's never seen that.
And she's like, hey, I haven't either. I'm like, you know what? You want me to watch Toy Story, but you've never seen Field of Dreams?
What about Field of Creams? If you change the D to a C,
that sounds like a movie. I don't know if we're allowed to be watching.
Yeah, either that or like a movie about cows or something. Yes. Like a cow farm, a cheese farm.
In a field full of dairy cows that are happy and want to produce butter and milk. Okay, I like that one. Mortal Kombat becomes Mortal Wombat. So it's
I've never seen that movie either.
You've never. Well, okay. Well, but you know what Mortal Kombat is, though, right?
Yeah, okay. Immortal Wombat. A wombat's an animal of some sort, isn't it?
Correct.
That'd be totally different. It'd be like evil animals coming back.
Well, it'll happen one day. Either the robots or the animals will get us.
What about Lean Girls instead of Mean Girls? It'd basically be about the same thing, just skinny high school.
Or just girls sipping on lean. Like, girl, you got that lean? Come on now. Another one. Have you seen Dawn of the Dead? That's a good movie. Okay.
No.
How about Lawn of the Dead? Kind of the same idea, just going from Dawn to Lawn.
Dawn of the Head. Be like an evil head.
What would the evil head do? Just look at you really creepily?
Yeah, almost this, like
RBF
Wizards
the whole
of,
time.
It's the evil version of Wizards of Oz.
Okay. Well, actually, the Wizard of Oz made it on there. It became the Lizard of Oz.
I like that. That one changes it out so much. That could be a good animated movie.
Keeping it to the farm field out there, how about you take the movie Apocalypse Now and it becomes Apocalypse Cow?
Cow?
Yep.
Or Apocalypse How? And it's just a how-to guide to the apocalypse.
I got a few more here. These are movie titles that they say are totally different if you change just one letter in them. If you have one, too, please tweet us so we can check them out. We like a good laugh. Radio Now AM show. Some Like It Hot becomes Some Like It Not, which I don't think that's the best one.
No. I have Animal Douse. Instead of Animal House, you're just doused in a ton of animals.
Okay, that sounds like your dream. You're like, douse me in golden retrievers.
Yes, please.
And these are the last two, and these are actually my favorite. I saved, I would say, the best for last here. Movie titles that are way different when you change just one letter. RoboCop, that is starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, that becomes HoboCop.
Oh, now that completely changes the entire storyline.
Like, hello, I'm HoboCop 2.0. And has anybody seen The Godfather?
Yes.
I've seen parts of it.
All right, what's one of the most famous lines from The Godfather, Pork Chop?
It's whatever the father says.
You're going to do that to me or something? What is it? You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, you going to do it to me, man? You better not do it to me.
Yeah, what is it?
He does talk like this.
Yeah,
hey, you guys don't want to get something to eat?
What is the famous line?
I'm going to make him an offer. He can't refuse.
That's it. I basically said the same thing.
With your dad being in the mob, how do you not know that line?
My dad is not actually in the mob.
Olivia, I'm going to make you an offer. You can't refuse. You clean your bedroom. You be a good girl. I give you some spending cash, okay? No, the Godfather becomes the Codfather.
Ooh, now it's just about... Oh, my gosh! It is a spinoff of Finding Nemo.
That or it's a delicious option at McDonald's if they upgrade their filet of fish. Like, I want the Codfather with fries, please. Joe's Need to Know News. All right, let's kick it off with something you need to be aware of. A woman in North Carolina took her three dogs to a pond to play and have a good time. Hours later, they died from toxic algae.
Oh
my wife, Liv, told me about this last night. Her mom has a friend. This is in Michigan. Not where the algae thing happened in North Carolina, but in Michigan, this lady had five dogs. Five dogs?
Yeah.
This week, they all die within an hour after going into their own pond. It's this type of toxic blue-green algae. So you need to be aware of this. I'm not trying to freak you out, but you need to be paying attention. The woman in North Carolina took her dogs to a pond to play. Hours later, they died from the toxic algae. She took the dogs to a pond on Thursday night to cool off, but within 15 minutes of leaving the pond, the dogs started getting sick and eventually died.
That is literally the most devastating thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, one of the dogs began to have seizures. By Friday, all three dogs had died. The veterinarian said the dogs were poisoned from blue-green algae present in the pond where they played. And sometimes it doesn't even look like it. But if you see, like, standing stagnant water, try to avoid that with your animals. That's not good.
I mean, do we know what it looks like? What does it come from? Are there any, like, tips on how to avoid it?
I mean, you'd have to Google it. I assume it's blue and green.
Okay, that's smart.
But I mean, yeah, just the biggest thing is they're saying is that stagnant, non-moving water. If you're an expert about that, because you're probably yelling at your radio, you can always hit me up, 833-563-2539, or tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, if you know more about that. All right, here's a new dating term that really bothers me. I'm so glad that my wife hasn't divorced me yet, because this would be a problem. Dog fishing. Do you know what dog fishing is now?
I know, but I'm so excited to learn what it is.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Dog fishing is when someone poses for their dating profile pic with a dog or other pet that's not theirs. They're tricking you.
Oh,
they're deceiving you.
I did this without even knowing I was doing it.
What did you do?
I did this in college. My Tinder, my first picture for my Tinder profile was me with one of like my guy friend's dogs at a tailgate. And every single guy who I matched with, their first thing would be like, oh my gosh, your dog. Oh my gosh, is that your dog? Your dog is so cute. Wait, I want to play with your dog. All of this stuff. And then every time I'd be like, oh, wait, that's not my dog.
Would you be out, Liv? Let's say that you just met Jewel Daddy and you saw his profile and he had a cute dog, which would not be his dog. Let's say he doesn't have any pets and you found out it's not his dog. You're like, oh, you deceived me. I'm out of here.
I would be like, you played me. Smart
move. No. I've been dog fished. Darn it.
I respect the hustle. I respect the game. It's a smart thing to do.
All right, check this out. The remainder of the news this morning is honestly food related. That's just how the cookie crumbled today. For example, Olive Garden is selling lifetime, not like a year, a lifetime pasta pass. It's going on Thursday. 50 people who buy one of their annual 9-week unlimited pasta passes will have the chance to upgrade to a lifetime pass for just $500.
That's insane.
I just want to get that just because a lot of my family likes to go to the Olive Garden. I'm honestly not a huge pasta fan. Their stuff is always good. I just eat the breadsticks. I just eat the breadsticks all day. I could go have unlimited breadsticks and just blow up like a balloon.
Yeah, I think like 2 months ago, even though I'm not supposed to have gluten, I was like, I'm just going to have one bite of one of their breadsticks, and it was so worth it.
It's worth the pain?
It was worth the pain for a bite of an Olive Garden breadstick. Absolutely.
All right. Now, our technical producer, Lenny Bree, he already knows about this because in Houston, he's got a little Chick-fil-A black card, which means anytime he wants to roll up to Chick-fil-A, oh, hi, Mr. Bree, how you doing? Swipe it. It's free. Well, they've been already testing mac and cheese. Well, it's officially now on the menu nationwide.
What?
Yep. I have not had it yet, but I cannot wait to try some of that Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I have to know how it is. I am so curious. Mac and cheese is one of my favorite foods of all time, and Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite establishments of all time.
Hey, Lenny, are you there, man? Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston. If you're there, I got your mic on, dude. Wondering, Liv wants to know, how is the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese?
Oh, Joe, it's next level.
Is it?
It's fantastic. It's like it's nice and warm, but the noodles aren't too hard. They're nice and perfectly soft. The cheese is freaking amazing.
That's what I'm wondering about the cheese, because I don't know a lot of cheese stuff at Chick-fil-A. Ooh, that just sounds so gooey and good. I wonder if, like, would you think if you bought enough of it, you could take, like, a bath in it?
Listen, I would take a bath in it. I would rub myself and slather it all over my body.
Wow. All right, okay. Now, you would do everything with it. That's how good it is.
Now I'm not hungry anymore, but thank you. They're saying it's about $3, and it's their first added item to the chain's menu since 2016. So they don't just go willy-nilly. It's been like 3 years, but mac and cheese is cool. Mm. Does anybody think that Chick-fil-A should get some tots? I know that goes against waffle fries, but I really like tots.
You mean like tater tots?
Yes, I just call them tots.
Well, they already have in the morning, they had their little hash brown medallions.
I've never been up that early to even try those.
Oh my gosh, wait. Chick-fil-A's hash browns. I'm like at a loss for words. I can't believe you've tried them. They are so good. They're literally little crispy medallions that you just pop into your mouth. They are so good. They're better than tater tots.
Oh, wow, that's a big
claim.
They are
better.
You're shooting shots out there. All right, Lucky Charms marshmallows will soon be available in stores. It's just going to be a small bag of marshmallows. It'll cost about $1.50. That'll be available in September, so you got less than a month for that to go down.
It's about time, because the Kardashians have been receiving just Lucky Charms marshmallows for like years.
Yeah, they have the inside scoop.
I know.
They probably work there. And finally, if you're into pumpkin spice, good news. Dunkin's bringing back pumpkin spice before summer's even over. They got their fall menu out. It's going to be going August 21st, so about a week or so from now. The menu will feature pumpkin spice donuts, flavored coffees, spice muffins, and K-Cup pods. So I'm not a huge pumpkin spice person. I don't hate it. I'm not going to make fun of basic white bees for doing that, but it's just, I could take or leave pumpkin spice.
I don't understand the hype. I just personally don't even think it's really that good. Also, stop trying to force summer out, Duncan.
Well, to be fair, I want fall to come.
No. I need summer here for as long as physically possible. Stop trying to force it out.
I want a cool fall boy, or a cool boy fall. Is that what it is?
No, like hot
boy summer. I want a cool boy. I want a cool boy fall.
Okay, cool boy fall.
I want to be cool. You don't want to be hot in the fall. That don't make no sense. None of this made sense. That's why it's Joe's Need to Know News, okay? Here on Radio Now. Song of the day. It's about to go down right now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We've got three different songs. They all have a common theme, and we are trying to get you to vote for our song. And let's see here. What's the order today? Oh, it's Liv the Web Girl. We're going to let her go first today. Now, the theme that we've got for Song of the Day is our favorite techno song. So it's a techno song, and you're going to vote on it at 833-563-2539. You're going to call in and place your vote. We're also going to put it up on Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. We'll put a Twitter poll up there for you to vote. And we're going to let you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. So all kinds of different ways for you to be part of the Song of the Day. Liv the Web Girl, what song do you have today for favorite techno song?
Okay, so I'm thinking back to techno songs, and I'm thinking of like my sixth grade self hearing this song on the radio nonstop and thinking I was so cool and trendy because I was listening to techno and I was like seen. And it is Shake It by Metro Station.
Shake, 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 shake
I'm sorry, but that is not a techno song. Metro
yes,
Station.
It is.
No, it's not.
When I was in sixth grade, I thought this was like the most techno song
thought,
in the world.
You thought, but you were wrong. Porkchop, I strike to have the song removed and disqualified.
It is not disqualified.
I mean, it's close. What would you say it is then? Would you say it's pop?
It's pop. It's just got like a beat.
In sixth grade, this song was so techno.
All right, for now on, I have to approve all songs to make sure they actually enter the category. If you want Liv's song, Metro Station, Shake It, which is not a techno song, you can vote song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Call right now. Don't wait. Get your vote heard, 833-563-2539, or vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. All right, for me, mine is, of course, going to be the winner. I'm sure we'll play it in a few minutes, but this is one of the most iconic techno songs. If anybody is like, well, what is a techno song? You know this song. It's Darude, Sandstorm. Oh, you can feel it building up right now. If you were going to be a person that works out, this would be your song. All right, if you want to vote for that as your song of the day, techno is the theme today. Darude, Sandstorm, that's Joe's choice. You can go call 833-563-2539. You can vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or you can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. Last but certainly not least today, producer Porkchop, what is your techno song today for song of the day?
So I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And New Jersey does not have a baseball team, so by default, I am a huge Yankees fan. And I just remember it was like October of 2002, or maybe 2001, one of those years. But the Yankees were in the World Series. No, it was the, what's it called? The ALCS. That's the American League Championship game against the Red Sox. And I just remember all the radio stations pumping up all the New York and New Jersey fans. This song right here. So now, take out Yankees and insert your favorite team. So if you vote for your favorite team, pump them up because they're going to win with this song.
Okay, if you want to vote for Metro Station, Shake It, which I don't think is a technical song. That's Liv's. We also got Darude, Sandstorm for Joe. And we've got KenCraft 400. Never knew that was the group. Zombie Nation that you just heard. All you got to do is text song to 52140, and you can vote that way on your phone. You can call 833-563-2539 or on our Twitter poll. It's active right now for the next 5 minutes. Radio Now AM Show. Oh, I don't have the final results, but I'll tell you right now, the polls are closed for Song of the Day. The theme is techno, and it is very, very, very close. We appreciate your votes. And by the way, if you missed Song of the Day and you couldn't vote today, there's different ways to do it. We encourage you to do that every day around this time. Text the word song to S-O-N-G 52140. You can call in. Yeah, I know that's weird. Nobody makes phone calls anymore, but 833-563-2539. Or you can vote on our Twitter poll. It's Radio Now AM Show. I want to refresh you again with the songs that we had. Now, once again, the theme was techno. Not everybody stuck to that, it sounds like. But Liv the Web Girl, she went with this. Apparently, Metro Station, Shake It is techno.
I think it is. When I think of like techno, I think of myself in like sixth grade listening to this song, thinking I was so cool and hit because I was listening to techno music.
All right, you've also got a classic banger. I went with Darude, Sandstorm. Yeah, and then Porkchop with a song I think a lot of people don't know the artist, but we now do. He went with KernCraft 400. It's called Zombie Nation. All good songs. 2 out of 3 are techno, so that ain't bad. Now we've got Twitter votes. We've got phone calls, and we've got text votes. Porkchop is still doing it, so I guess he'll wait.
I've got the Twitter votes.
Okay.
Chops, if you need that.
No, just take your time, man. I want this to be as accurate as possible.
And here's the thing. Now, after hearing your all song choices today, I think that maybe mine's not the most techno.
It's not techno at all.
But see, I think, too, you can't get confused with EDM and techno because EDM is so different.
I would have taken an EDM song over a pop song. 833-563-2539. No vote counting, but I wonder if anybody actually considers Metro Station Shake It a techno song.
Is Zombie Nation EDM? It might be.
No, it's techno.
All right, I've got the results.
Okay.
In last place, Live the Web Girl.
What? Yeah! That's karma.
What? My song was so techno.
In first place, on the text messages, me, Pork Chop. But Joe got slightly more votes on Twitter, so that edged him out on the overall vote. Joe got first place.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This song reminds me of high school dances. They
okay.
used to play this at the end before it would like be over.
Yeah, before your parents pick you up.
Yeah, we'd all mosh pit.
All right, for your listening enjoyment, the song of the day, the theme was techno. Thank you. I really appreciate your votes. Darude, Sandstorm, it's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Woo! That is your song of the day winner here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, who's this on line number one? What's your name?
Elise.
Elise, you were calling in for the song of the day. What's up?
So I'm sorry, Liv, but Shake It is never going to be techno, and here's why. The other two guys did a great job of picking techno songs that usually don't have any words. It's it's like beats and kind of like it can be dance, like you may, you know, may make you want to get up and dance, and so Shake It's a good song, but that's more like alternative, kind of more modern, like a more modern take on alternative. But techno, like old techno, is just beats, and it's usually really repetitive, like both of those songs were.
Yeah.
Hey, but wouldn't you consider that song like Scene? Do you remember what Scene was?
Yeah.
Oh,
probably,
so
yeah.
Was today's
probably
theme Scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or was it techno?
And techno's different than Scene.
Yes.
Well, and there's so many genres, because like Sandstorm, that's technically like a really fast trance. So EDM is EDM is another genre, and that's why a lot of songs that are played on the radio, like, I don't know, like if you know David Guetta or Zedd, those are all EDM because they're made to be commercialized. There's words that people remember really easily, but the background music is techno. It just repeats the sound.
You are a musical expert over here.
Everything.
I love EDM.
Hey,
EDM's
speaking of David Guetta, I almost picked the song Love Is Gone. Would you have voted for that?
Yes, I would have. I absolutely would have.
But that's not a techno song.
Are you kidding me? Love is gone.
She just said that techno songs normally don't have any words.
Hey,
yeah, there isn't much words in that song.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who is this?
This is Rachel.
What's up, Rachel? What were you saying?
I was just calling to tell Liv that she legit put the no in techno with that song.
I thought it was a techno.
I love it because Liv always gives me attitude whenever I try to tell her something. I'm like, Liv, that's not technically.
That's what I thought of. The reason why is because that's what I thought of when I thought of techno. I'm the world's biggest poser, okay? We get it.
Joe, I don't even deal with it anymore. You notice yesterday I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's my new take.
She's like, I want to do the Village People YMCA. That's a techno song, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? What was that one song? The Hustle?
That one too.
Wow, I try my hardest, guys.
All right. Well, hey, that's your song of the day. We'll do it again tomorrow around this time here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop, my man, you are not going to be here tomorrow morning because after the show today, you're heading to Tennessee and you are going to be in this music video, Blanco Brown, The Get Up.
Yes, but I'm actually nervous now about two things.
What? Okay.
The temperature in Nashville, Tennessee today is supposed to be 100 degrees and thunderstorms.
No.
I didn't know that was possible to be 100 degrees and thunderstorms.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, and we're supposed to be filming outside in a huge, well, it's a secret location, but it's
as
like
he's giving it away now.
It's in the mountaintops of Tennessee in a huge, like, open field. And yeah.
And now it's going to be thunderstorming. Do you think
like,
they'll
not
cancel
even kidding.
It? How sad would you be if you get all the way down there and then they cancel it?
Dude, I'm going to buy a new wardrobe. I had to rent a car and the gas. I would spend like literally all the money I have to get there. And if they cancel it, I'd be ticked.
Why do you have to rent a car?
Because, let's be real here. The mountaintops of Tennessee live. You think my 300,000-mile car is going to make it?
Oh, you don't think so?
Hell no.
I don't know anything
He'll
about cars.
He'll break down, live, and never come back to the show. He's like, I'm going to live up here with the people of the mountain.
Yeah,
my
like,
cell phone
honestly,
no service.
He's like, it's cheaper up here. It's cheaper to just live my life here now.
Guys, I'm a mountain man, okay? I've assimilated among the people of the mountain.
I do know the dance, though, so I'm excited. I hope they want me to dance, like, on camera. A solo, would you imagine?
Oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing. But also, don't, like, break the bank on this. Don't, like, go and get a whole new wardrobe for one thing.
Just keep the tags. Keep the tags on your clothing.
Yeah, and then I could, like, take the radio station vehicle, maybe. You think they'd let me do that?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, don't even ask. They're not going to notice. We don't have...
Take it.
We don't have any events today. They'll probably think, oh, somebody in promotions moved it. You just need to quit asking permission and ask
Honestly,
for forgiveness.
You should. Why not? Take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
Okay.
To be fair, though, our
Take
station.
What's yours? No, I'm just kidding.
Our station vehicle might also break down on the mountain.
I know.
So
oh, no.
That might be a bad idea, too. But how are you doing? Because a lot of people might have missed this. Porkchop is injured right now. He was assaulted yesterday by a bumblebee. He was stung in his calf. Are you going to be able to go and power through this, or is this an injury that has sidelined you from an opportunity of a lifetime?
No, I think I'll be okay. I'm excited. I know the dance. And yeah, it should be good.
Maybe just slap some steroid cream on that bumblebee bite, and I think you'll be okay.
Maybe, yeah. I should drink. I should go, like...
No, like,
what?
Get a
drive.
Buzz on. No, when I'm there, like, I should get a buzz on. I'll be more
no,
better.
Well, don't embarrass us.
You're a lightweight. I've seen you with two White Claws when we went disc golfing once.
That's because I hadn't eaten in 24 hours.
Okay, well, I'm afraid if you bring that to other people, that could be the worst thing you've ever done.
What if Porkchop comes back and he's just like a total diva?
Well,
like,
yeah.
He's a diva.
Water. Where's my water?
I've got an agent. Yeah. I got to fly to LA next weekend to do another shoot.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. I can't be bothered with this. He's like powdering on makeup.
Well, hey, no matter what, positive thoughts to you, Porkchop, that you power through this injury, that your car or whatever vehicle you take makes it through the mountains in Tennessee and doesn't break down. I mean, there's so many things stacked against us even happening that my fingers are crossed that it hurts.
Since I'm not going to be here tomorrow, can I do like a call in to the show around
yeah,
this time
yes,
to
please.
Update you?
But once again, I'm worried your phone won't work in the mountains either. But
Wait,
yes, we'll have
so
that scheduled.
Do you get to sleep in tomorrow?
Probably not.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if we're getting up early,
I mean,
he has to get up early too.
If one person gets to sleep in, then I think we all get to.
All right, well, hey, let's cheer on producer Porkchop right here. And I think we'll have to get something on social media today to see how far your dancing's going.
Okay.
Follow us on social media, Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Comedian Whitney Cummings was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about being starstruck when she met a major celebrity when she was in her 20s.
When I was 25 years old, I met Samuel L. Jackson, and I got starstruck. And it manifested in me being unable to censor my thoughts. So I started saying the things that I was thinking out loud to Sam Jackson. He introduced himself to me, and I responded with, "Hi, I'm Whitney Cummings. How much money do you have?" He responded with a number.
Yo, he gave you a number.
I would kill to know that number.
A lot of money, that's how much.
The comedian also experienced some threats recently. So Cummings moved to get ahead of people who were trying to extort money from her, threatening to release a picture of her with her nipple out, and if she didn't pay them, then they're going to release it. So Cummings shared a photo that showed her nipple Monday to Twitter. After people had said they'd said what they saw, she took it down. So she took down the picture once she realized that her nipple was in it, but people had already screenshotted it and said that they were going to release it unless they paid it to her. So that's when she said, "In April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed nipple. Once I realized, I deleted it. The people who took screen grabs are trying to get money from me. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money to not post the photo. They all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I'm way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone is going to make money or likes off my nipple, it's going to be me. So here it is, all you foolish dork." So she just went ahead and posted it to get ahead of it. Kind of like what Bella Thorne did recently, too.
Yeah, I feel bad, especially for women, but I wouldn't want dudes to have their junk exposed either way if they were proud of it or embarrassed. But good for her. Like, I'll show you guys what's up.
Exactly. Like, for anyone. Like, that's so embarrassing, like, when something like that happens. But it's just so sad. As Halsey gets ready to celebrate her 25th birthday, she spoke at the Capitol Congress Conference in Hollywood and said that it's a miracle that she hasn't killed herself yet. Halsey explained where she thought she might be at 25. She said, "I didn't think I was going to be alive that long. I feel like a speedball of a human. I'm basically freebasing my way through life right now. I grew up in a world where being 25 meant having 3 kids and being in a like awful relationship, or I was going to be dead because young people with bipolar disorder who grow up with no resources don't usually end up thriving at 25. She also said, "This is controversial. I'm going to be 25 and it's a miracle I haven't killed myself yet. I hope I can get married soon, but in the meantime, I hope I can get with as many people as I can." Okay, you go, girl. You do you, Halsey.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, I think you're reaching out for something. If you're trying to hook up with everybody, you're trying to fill a void.
I mean, I'm just happy she's still around. I love Halsey. Kelly Rowland shut down any hope and rumors that Destiny's Child was going on a reunion tour.
Look, that was news to me just as much was to you. I was like, oh my God, a tour is happening. Someone call me. You know what? Everybody's like supportive of each other's like, you know, personal like ventures right now. And if it were to happen, I would want it to be a surprise. Okay. You know what I mean? I feel like we know so much now.
All of these rumors started after Beyonce's dad had spread rumors that they were getting back together, but she quickly shut those down.
I mean, that would be cool, but there's no way that's actually going to happen. No, that would be awesome, though.
I don't think so either. Sarah Silverman was recently fired from a movie over an old character she played wearing blackface. The Sarah Silverman program featured the comedian in blackface commenting on racism in an episode back in 2007. Silverman said, "At 11 p.m. the night before filming began, they fired me because they saw a picture of me in blackface from that episode. I didn't fight it." She didn't reveal the name of the movie. Silverman has stated in the past that she regretted that episode.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it's like, even then, it's like, what were you thinking? Everybody wasn't as up in arms, but you know it wasn't cool.
You know it wasn't right. Okay.
Here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we have got Dare Dice. We're going to roll the dice. The lowest number has to face the box of shame. We'll do that live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, in the next 15 minutes. First of all, follow us on there if you don't. Make sure you follow everybody on the show so you can stay connected with us. But Dare Dice coming up here in less than 15 minutes. Liv the Web Girl has talked about this, and we have too. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have split after 8 months of marriage. It's sad, but some said, well, we could have seen that coming. But I'm wondering who listening right now to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show at 833-563-2539 can call in and share who has had the shortest marriage. I kind of want to see who has had the shortest one, and I want to know, why did it end? Did the person cheat on you? I mean, did you find something out? I mean, those are kind of the obvious stories, but I want to hear yours. And I got some stories, not about me. I've never been married like more than once, and I am currently to my wife, Lindsay. But some people that I know of hers, like actual weddings I went to, people that I gave gifts to, people, they have been divorced. And but I'll get to that in a second. But some short marriages, you may not even remember them. They were so short. Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd, 8 months. That's
oh
all they were together.
Gosh.
Yeah,
remember that.
Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, they were together 5 months. You also got
honestly, the fact that they made it 5 months is shocking to me.
Definitely one of the most infamous ones recently in our common time is Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
I knew you were going to bring that up. 72 babies, or days, baby. Not 72 babies, but 72 days. And what I love about it is that not a single Kardashian or Jenner lets her forget it. They always on the show are like, well, longer than your marriage. And she's like, huh, okay, I get it.
Could you imagine if Kim had 72 babies? Like, watch out, Octomom. There's a new lady on the scene. Pamela Anderson and Rick Solomon. He's the guy that leaked their sex tape. What a turd. 60 days they were together.
She married the guy that leaked her sex tape?
Well, I think it was after. I don't think he did it before.
Oh.
So like, hey, thanks for leaking our sex tape. Let's get married.
Oh, okay.
I love you. Okay. And how about just over 2 days? Britney Spears and Jason Alexander, 55 hours. That was, I think, wasn't that in Vegas? And she's like, oh, we're going to annul this immediately. immediately. That's over.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. It's all. What about Rachel Green and Ross from Friends? Their marriage didn't last long. Remember, they got married in Vegas.
We're doing hypothetical character ones now?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. I've never seen Friends.
Okay, well, I think it's important for our pop culture reference. So, yeah, they did have a marriage that lasted long. But I think I feel like, which I have no idea what goes on in any of these marriages, and I've never been married. I feel like a lot of these, though, are impulse decisions. And that's why they get married. And then they maybe have time to think about it and realize it and realize the scope of what they did. And they're like, yeah, no, this is not going to work out.
It's like the puppy love, the puppy dog phase where you love everything. 833-563-2539. Is there anybody out there that had a really short marriage? I want to know how short was it and what were the contributing factors? Why did it end?
So I know this girl that I was kind of friends with on my last years of college. She was married for, I think, like a year and 1 week. And during the year and 1 week, there was infidelity with both of the sides.
Then why even get married? Why get married?
During the marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but I mean, like, how do you have infidelity after you commit yourself like that?
So,
like that shortly, a year.
So it was on both of them. And she said on her wedding day, she was so unhappy. And she even said something to her, like, to her, I guess, like one of her bridesmaids. And was like, wait, do you think I should be doing this? And like, no, you're just having cold feet. You're just having cold feet. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I really don't think I should be doing this. I don't think this should be happening.
They should have
like,
called it off.
And she was like, no, you're just having cold feet. You're fine. Because no one knew what was really going on inside the relationship. But apparently she had been unhappy for a long time. And her ex now was super controlling. And no one knew that, though. Like, she never shared that. So on the outside, it looked like they were happy. So her bridesmaid was like, no, you're just having cold feet. It's fine. And she said she was so scared to, you know, call it off because the venue was booked. The food was booked. Everyone had already made reservations for the hotel. Like, the flowers, there were already deposits on everything. And it was a lavish wedding. So she got too scared to back out of it.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this, or would you like to be anonymous?
It's fine. This is Mara.
What happened, Mara? What was it, your marriage or a friend's?
It was my brother's marriage.
All right, how short was your brother's marriage?
A little over 3 months.
Wow. That's really quick. Now, why did it end?
Well, they'd known each other for years, and they were on again, off again. And while they were off again, he decided he wanted her back. And went to her work and proposed to her, rented a tux and everything, like, went all out. And she said no. But then right after that, her boyfriend that she was with, they got in a fight. So she broke up with him and went back with my brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And decided to go ahead and marry him, hoping that she would get rescued by her previous boyfriend while she was saying I do.
What?
Well, like a damsel in distress situation? That's insane.
Yeah. So and her previous boyfriend was like, peace.
Wait, I mean, honestly, good for him. So she literally planned an entire wedding, booked everything just in the hopes to be a runaway bride.
Exactly.
Does she realize she does not actually live in a movie?
I think she does now, but then she was a little iffy to begin with.
How old was she?
Like, she was 25, 26 at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I can see Liv pulling that one right now. I guess that's a Liv move.
Like that.
But the saddest thing is my brother is now 39 years old, and he is still single and not remarried.
Well, he's got time. Guys are lucky. We, for whatever reason, get the benefit of the doubt. We can be old and women are attractive, but if a woman is like 35 plus, they get like written off. It's not fair. Porkchop's giving me the look.
That's because there's sexism in our society.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you can be old silver fox and it's hot.
I'm 36. I think I'm still looking pretty damn good.
Yeah, I bet you are.
You are too. I'm saying you, but it's like you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
30 is the new 20. 30 is the new 20, baby.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for calling in. Sorry to hear that about your brother, but I mean, the stories are all kind of similar. Like you brought up Liv and like she brought up, I remember my wife, Lindsay, her, one of her friends, the guy just totally shut down after he got married. Like he was a sales guy and you have to go out and sell. That's how you make commission.
Right.
He would just do half days and go home and play with the dog. She's like, I'm not supporting you, like, if you're not going to work. He just shut down working. And then the other one, this is what I don't get. I get if you got, like, a time and, like, the things shut down, you're not flipping pancakes in a relationship. But this couple, for whatever reason, were together, like, high school and college. They got married. And within a year, she cheated on him with a coworker. I'm like, okay, if you had an attraction to this guy, why not just go with him then? Like, why even get married?
This is giving me so much anxiety. I am never, ever in my life going to get married.
All right,
I have so much anxiety now.
If you can beat 3 months, which is not a thing to brag about, I guess, let us know on our social media, Radio Now AM Show. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you're a parent, if you ran into this, like what your own personal experiences might be and how you feel about this. A mom's getting a lot of heat. This is happening in the UK. She's charging about $84 for her son's birthday party. It's going to be at a go-kart kind of a racing facility. And here's the full story. The mom is throwing her 14-year-old kid a birthday party. It's going to be at a go-kart track. And the reason she's charging so much money is for this. She's charging everybody actually $82 to attend. That includes $59 for the go-karts and $23 for transportation. Because I guess the facility is like 80 miles away. It's like round trip, 40 miles there, 40 miles back. But that makes sense. So 40 miles isn't terrible to go to a location if it's far away. She also asked people, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you bring a lunch so she doesn't have to pay for the food? The woman posted and said, you know, she feels like the mom is being unreasonable online and asked people if they agree with her. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how much it costs for like a go-kart and a bus transportation, but I'm not made of money and I'm cheap. But I don't think this mom's being unreasonable to ask for the $82 or $84. Do you think it's asking too much? Because how much does it cost to go to a go-kart place? Probably 20, 30 bucks, right? Like, that's got to be dead on.
Yeah, I would maybe think like 20. I don't know, even maybe like just $15.
Like some parents are like, there's no way it costs that much money. But if let's say the prices actually pan out, things are different now. And I don't even, to me, this is not an elaborate birthday party to take the kid to a go-kart racing track.
Right.
It's just, it costs money and it's 40 miles this way. Then you got to drive 40 miles back. I think you should be thankful that she's actually trying to get everything for convenience and put them all on a bus. Now, I know not everybody may not have that money and that sucks. But if you do, how can you be mad at the mom?
What birthday is this?
It's his 14th birthday party.
His 14th birthday?
That sounds fun. I had a badass party when I was in fifth grade. We went to a roller rink, and that was really cool.
See,
now, that wasn't super expensive, though.
When you went to a roller rink, didn't people just bring their own kids? I think like the bus seems unnecessary.
But this place lives 40 miles away. So I think she's trying to help everybody out.
But that's what, 40 minutes?
Maybe, but I'm saying I think it's a convenience thing. She's like, hey, we'll just put everybody on one bus so y'all don't have to drive.
Yeah, but then I think that she should give the parents the option. You know, you can either put your kid on the bus, or if you don't want to spend the money, just pay me for the actual go-karting and you can drive your kid.
Yeah, but then if people don't pay her for the bus, who's paying for it? You know what I mean? Like, then it's like, well, it's not even worth having the bus. Either all are in or all are out. 833-563-2539.
See, but then also, it's a convenience on the other side. $82 is an inconvenience. That's a lot of money to spend on another kid's birthday. That's not even including the present that you feel obligated that you have to get this 14-year-old. Also, you have to pay to pack their lunch. That's inconvenient. Having to pack your kid's lunch for some birthday party, I think that seems kind of inconvenient. It seems like almost like a field trip than anything else. I think it's a little weird. But I don't have kids.
But just imagine if you were a kid yourself, though. I mean, like, I didn't have to pay, I don't think, $82 or $84 to go. But I remember having to spend money, like, if we went to a person's big event, and it wasn't all the time. 833-563-2539. Is anybody else out there listening? Have you dealt with this? Have you maybe, for your kid, had to ask people for money? Or has somebody, like, planned something out, this, where you're going to the destination where it costs money to take part in the activities and the games, and maybe they wanted to try to, out of convenience, and keep everybody in line, do an actual transportation, like a bus that this mom's doing? How did that work out, and how much was it? Was it more than $82 or $84? Was it less?
Maybe I'm weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
But if someone's having a birthday party, they pay for it. If you're hosting a party, you supply everything. If it's out of your means to be able to take a bus full of kids to a go-karting place, Then you find an alternative, a fun alternative. Maybe you all go to Sky Zone or a trampoline jumpy place that's like 10 minutes away to where everyone can get a ride. You don't have to rent a bus.
If you go to Sky Zones, Liv, and I get what you're saying, but does that mean like that everybody is also has to have that person pay for them? Or does each person pay individually at Sky Zone?
I think each person pays individually, but I think that they pay when they get there. Why is this mom like asking to collect all of this money? You know, I get maybe for the bus, but like people pay when they get there for the go-karting thing. Or if you're just having it at a park, like you pay for all the food, you pay for all the drinks.
Hey, Amber, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about this? It's $82 to attend this go-kart birthday party that includes go-karting, and it also includes the bus round trip 80 miles.
Here's my thing is I've gone go-karting at like a really fancy place here in Indiana before, and it was kind of out of the way. It was actually like $50 per person.
Just for go-karting?
Jeez.
Just for go-karting.
No, because it's way different than when we were kids, Liv. It's like awesome now.
It's really freaking awesome. And yeah, it's totally different than, you know, years back. It's definitely more expensive nowadays. And I think it's reasonable, especially the all-in or all-out, because it's honestly more convenient for everybody.
If it's
been planned, you know, ahead of time, like plenty of time ahead, then, I mean, there's really no reason why the kids can't at least come up with it, chores, something like that.
No, Amber, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
Now, my mom is the hostess with the mostest. She is.
She's never invited me over.
Incredible host.
Never
invited me.
There
might be
a
reason for that. But she's an incredible host, and she's very into, like, etiquette and party planning, all of that.
Okay.
And she says to spend $86 on a birthday and buy a gift is outrageous. If you are having a party, you don't ask people to pay their way. That is really super rude. That's it. You host, you pay.
Well, no, and nowhere in here that I saw, yeah, I guess obviously you expect to get somebody a birthday gift, but nowhere in there does it say an actual gift. Hey, let's go this morning to Nick. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Hey, Joe, this is making me mental, man. I'll be honest.
Why? What's wrong?
If you're going to have a birthday party, I guess I'm old school. You have a party, you pay for it, you host it, you buy the food, you buy the drink. I don't ever remember as a child having my mom and dad kitty up money so I could attend somebody else's birthday party. If I'm going to take my kid go-karting, I'll take him go-karting. I'm not going to pay some strange woman $59 plus a bus fare to go-karting.
I think Nick
now... Does that make sense?
No, Nick, it does. I think things now are just getting bigger and bigger than they used to be. Like, I brought up the big thing to me at the time. Fifth grade, we went to a place called Rollerama. It was the coolest roller rink in the world. I know my mom had, like, the party room, so we paid for some pizzas and pop. But other than that,
exactly.
I don't know if my – I think everybody had to pay for their own skating, though. So I don't know. But I get what you're saying, Nick.
Yeah, $4 for a pair of dirty, you know, fungus-infested roller skates versus $59 for a go-kart? I see a difference.
Nick, man, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you. Let's go to Cody. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. What do you think, Cody?
Oh, I agree. You just don't ask people to pay to come to your child's birthday party. If you can't afford it, you need to do something that you can't afford.
I totally agree with that. Have it at a park. And you know what? Buy water balloons and have a water balloon fight or have like a field day almost at a park. That is going to be so much cheaper.
I feel bad
for
you. And
the kids will still have fun.
I feel bad for Liv's future kid. Nobody's going to come to Liv's water balloon birthday party.
I mean, I'm just trying to think outside of the box.
Is that what your mom did?
Seconds.
Your party planning mom? Is that what she did?
All I'm saying is if you can't afford it, you don't put it on.
Let's go to Susan this morning. Hey, Susan, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say? This mom is asking for $82 that includes all these kids that are going to go to the go-kart place to race the go-karts, but also she's going to organize a little bus.
And also it doesn't include food.
Oh,
keep
wow.
that in mind.
Now Liv's getting hungry. What did you want to say?
The mom is absolutely insane. This is not a play date. This is a birthday party. If they want a play date, then say, hey, we're going here. Everybody chip in. If they're having a birthday party, you pay for the birthday party.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Man, I definitely am not going to be asking you if you want to pay for my kid's birthday party attendance. Thank you, Susan, for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is this on social media anywhere, Liv? Because I want people.
Yes.
We're getting tons of calls. We have to move on.
It's on Facebook. Just search Radio Now. And also, it's on our Twitter. And everyone on our Twitter is blowing up about this.
I love it.
Very strong opinions.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Porkchop has some musical observations, and at first I thought he was crazy, but there might be something to this. If you have any musical observations too, hey, DM us, because maybe we can follow up and have you on for a bit. Radio Now AM show if we bring this back again. But Porkchop, why don't you elaborate about your musical observations?
Yeah, I've noticed that I noticed weird things about songs, and I don't know if they're true or not, but I've noticed something about one of the Jonas Brothers song. And I now know it's true. So I was listening to it, and I always hear like this weird, random, high-pitched beep. And I was like, okay, no, like maybe it's just me. And then I was like, no, like I bet you it almost sounds like where they recorded the song, a smoke detector was like, you know how when a smoke detector, the battery's dead, it makes like a beep like that?
Yeah.
There's that noise, like I hear it in the song, and I'm like, no, it's definitely just me. Then I was driving with my dog in the car, and that song was on the radio, and the one part came, and I heard the beep, and Chloe's ears went bing, bing, like straight up. I was like, oh my gosh, she heard it too. So I'm curious if anyone else can hear it. I've got like a 10-second clip. I'm not going to tell you where it is. I actually do hear it twice. I want to see if you hear it as well.
And before I play, just can if you can remind me one more time, you say it sounds similar to like a smoke detector where the battery's dying. It's like beep.
It sounds exactly like that.
Okay.
I hear it once faintly and then once very strong.
All right, we're going to find out if Porkchop has schizophrenia or not. Let's go.
He might. Here's the audio. Check it out.
Did you hear it?
You mean the whistle?
Yeah, they're going.
No. I solidified it too at the very end of the clip, Joe. There's like a 0.5 second clip. That's it, just solidified the beep.
Okay, now wait a minute. I heard that.
Okay, do it again.
Play it again, the one
hold
second.
Hold on. I'm doing this honestly, like with amateur material here. Here we go. There
That's
is.
Part of the whistle.
Is that the
Are you serious?
Listen again. Is this the.
Go ahead, play the whole clip then again.
Okay, here we go from the beginning. I heard it right there.
I heard it. That was one part faintly, but that wasn't the actual part I'm talking about.
There it is.
That's literally part of the whistle. I'm so confused.
Is that the whistle? Hold on.
You can't whistle, but it's like a layered whistle.
Lenny agrees with me. He hears it.
Wait,
me,
Lenny, technical producer whistle. Lenny, are you hearing it, Lenny?
Dude, I'm telling you, I record music and there's a fire alarm that goes off of my music and it's the same exact sound.
To me, it just doesn't sound like it was supposed to be there. Like, I don't know if you're hearing the same thing, Liv.
Liv,
so
you're not hearing it.
Confused.
Liv,
it
your ears don't
is
work.
Just
it's
the
like a
whistle.
Beep.
It's like a high pitched, like.
Yeah, the whistle is high pitch.
Play
it's
the
not
half
a
second
it's,
clip
it's,
again,
it's
Joe.
A beep.
All right, everybody, listen up, please. It's there. Okay. I honestly thought Porkchop was losing his mind.
It's in the background.
These are musical observations. If anybody has anything, 833-563-2539. All right, what's your next song?
My next one is, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. I just feel like that's like Halloween music because mm-hmm. I see dancing ghosts and skeletons and ghouls. Like, that's what I see in my head. Play it, Joe.
Duh.
Like, see the dancing ghosts? It's like Halloween music.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, she missed out on not dropping this song in October.
Or did she not? Because everyone's obsessed with it now in this summertime. And then when Halloween comes back around, everyone's going to be re-obsessed with it because it's such a Halloween-y song.
Dude, if I was DJing a Halloween dance, like this song, that'd be the number
hey,
one
going
song.
Hey, up again, your number one Halloween song.
Yeah.
For all you ghouls and ghosts out there. Hey, good morning, Joe, on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Ariel.
Hey, are you hearing anything in these clips Porkchop's talking about?
Yes. That first one was a smoke detector beep.
Yes, see? And they don't just let these things, like a lot of people, a lot of stuff goes into putting out this music, and I feel like someone missed it.
Yes, because my mother-in-law needs to change her battery in one, and that noise.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams was in an interview when she admitted that she knew something was going on with her marriage for a while.
I had to get my ducks in a row. It's like I knew a lot of things for years, you say.
You knew about this double life?
I knew a lot of things for years, but my son was at home. It wasn't fair to him. You know, I'm not going to grab his hand and flee the scenes and move zip codes. Now he has to move high schools and stuff like that. He's just making friends. So now he's away in college. And the person that I am now is very single because he's not living with me. He goes to school in Miami.
Very interesting and juicy, I thought. Days after Jeffrey Epstein was found dead by suicide in his prison cell, new details from Hollywood Rumors link Epstein's former lover to Hollywood actor George Clooney. In a manuscript for her memoirs released by New York court, Virginia Giuffre, Epstein's alleged former sex slave, claimed that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's lover and accused underage girl recruiter, performed a flipping pancakes act on George Clooney. Guffrey wrote, "Once she came back, giddy as a schoolgirl with an explosion of news, with all the buildup and excitement in her voice, you'd think that she was crowned the next princess. But she had given George Clooney a special kiss in the bathroom at some random event. She never let that one down." Guffrey's manuscript, which she drafted in 2011, was used as evidence in a defamation court case against Maxwell. She did not clarify when the alleged sex act took place, and there's no suggestion Clooney was involved in underage flipping pancakes or any wrongdoing. The actor has yet to comment on the allegations. The claims come after Epstein, a billionaire financier and convicted pedophile, was found dead of an apparent suicide in his Manhattan cell. New reports indicate security left him unattained for hours before discovering his body. Bebe Rexha put a music executive on blast for shaming her over her photo she chose to share on social media. Bebe Rexha posted an inspirational photo of herself and said, "I recently had a male music executive tell me that I was getting too old and that my brand was confusing because I'm a songwriter and I post sexy pics on my Instagram. And that's not what female songwriters are supposed to do, especially for my age. I'm 29. I'm fed up with being put in a box. I make my own rules. I'm tired of women getting labeled as hags when they get old and guys getting labeled as sexy with age. I'm turning 30 on August 30th. And you know what? I'm not running away from it. I'm not going to lie about my age or sing songs that I feel will sell better because they sound younger. I'm going to celebrate my age because you know what? I'm wiser, I'm stronger, and trust me, I'm much better lover than I was 10 years ago." Bebe's comment section was instantly flooded with praise from fans as well as fellow entertainers. Drake got new ink, and this one is inspired by the Beatles' iconic Abbey Road album cover, but Drake switched it up. That left Beatle fans pretty unhappy. So Drake's left forearm has the new tattoo, which included four figures that resemble the Beatles, along with himself walking ahead of the Beatles on the Abbey Road. Beatles fans started slamming Drake on Twitter for putting himself ahead of the Beatles. One fan even wrote, "The Beatles have more number one singles, sold more music than anybody in history, have more number one albums than anybody in history, still sells millions each year, and achieve this without streaming. The only way he'll beat the Beatles is in his own mind." What do you think about that, Joe?
I thought the tattoo was unique. I actually thought it was kind of cool. I took a look at it. It's also kind of like he's a tool, but I liked it. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a little douchey, and I'm sorry. I don't understand the metaphor or the symbolism of him putting himself in front of the Beatles.
Hasn't he surpassed them with some of his records? I'm pretty sure that's what it's from. I'll have to look more into that story, but I'm pretty sure that's why he got the tattoo.
The Beatles paved the way for every pop star out there, so I just didn't get it. That's the garbage.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on the show. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that you're here, and I'm hoping that even just for a little bit, we can make your day brighter, have a little bit of fun. This right here is something I want to do, but I don't want this to happen to us. Guys, this is scary. A man, 65 years old, it's a little older than us, in China recently had to go to the hospital after his karaoke session was so intense that his left lung collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a lung collapse. The doctors treated him and recommended that he stick to karaoke sessions that are under 2 hours.
Oh, my. He was doing it for that long?
Yes, this guy was really into his karaoke, okay?
I mean, sometimes after I sing a karaoke song, it feels like my lung collapsed, but it's never actually happened.
All right. Well, hey, I want to do a little karaoke here. I want to go around the room, find out what your karaoke song is, and then I want you to go ahead and perform it. And I guess, Pork Chop, are we going to be able to have people listening vote on this and decide who has got the best karaoke song?
Yeah. Oh, no. I was thinking it's who actually did the best performance.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what I meant. So whoever you think is the best, like, you're like, wow, round of applause.
Yeah. Text 52140. You'll text the word singer. That's S-I-N-G-E-R. And then you'll vote for either Joe, Liv, or me. But you'll do that, obviously, after we sing.
Yeah. Don't do it now, Liv. Cheater.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I know. She's like, one vote for Liv. Okay. Well, then I think that I'll go first to kind of kick it off. And just to throw it out there, I haven't drank any alcohol this morning. I normally don't during the show. It just depends on if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or a Friday. But this song I like to do when I get drunk. I just feel like I'm a better performer when I have a bit of a buzz on. And that would be Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right. Here we go. Kick it! Oh, yeah. Come on. Intro in 3, 2. You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Ooh, thank you for the backup. You miss 2 classes and no homework. But your teacher preaches class like he's some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to party. Yeah, there we go. That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Oh, my. Liv, man, seriously.
Liv. I swear, your I've parents, never heard that.
I am so mad at your parents for the life that they let you leave. You know nothing pop culture except for the Kardashians.
No, I do. I've never heard of that song, and I went karaokeing.
Have you heard of the Beastie Boys? Time.
Yeah, I've heard of the Beastie Boys.
Okay,
but
we're
I've
halfway
never heard
there.
That song.
All right, for now on, you know, I'm sorry, programming note, Pork Chop. Give me a thing that says to wrap it up when I go on tangents about how I'm so upset that Liv doesn't know about something, because I feel like that's taking away from the show, and it's a very common theme.
Yes.
Thank you. Just a little self-editing there.
I mean, I just like... I feel like I'm not alone that I never heard that song before, especially karaokeing. I do karaoke all the time.
You heard of Brass Monkey?
Yeah.
Brass Monkey, the fun and funky.
Go ahead,
okay, that's not even close. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what song will you be karaokeing today?
I am doing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. This is the best karaoke song of all time.
All right, let's hear her performance.
Has it started yet? Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in your eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Anyone still listening?
No.
And I'll be okay. Wait, this is the best part. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends. the biggest karaoke song of all time.
Yeah, no, it's a good song.
Yeah, just
it was a good song.
You guys, I'm not warmed up. I've not warmed up my vocals this morning, and you all know I'm a good singer, but
you've been talking
to warm up
for 3 hours. How is your voice not warm yet? How long do you need, Mariah Carey? All right, poor chap. You've been talking a lot of trash. I have been too, but you need to go now because this is your chance to shine and show everybody how much of a karaoke god you could be.
Yeah, you got to give me a 3-2-1, though, Joe, before you play it, so make sure you count me down.
Why don't you do it, and I'll just hit the button on 3-2-1, I'll hit it.
All right, so my song is Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Other Side. 3-2-1
It's kind of a sad song, but okay.
How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's bad. Slit in my throat, it's all I ever. I heard your voice through a photograph. I thought it up and brought up the past. Once you know you can never go back, I gotta take it on the other side. Centuries are what it meant to me. A cemetery where I marry the sea. Stranger things can never change my mind. I gotta take it on the other side. Take it on the other side. Take it on. Take it on. Here we go. How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's bad. Slit in my throat, it's all I ever pour my life into.
Wow. Okay, I feel kind of sad right now.
I feel super depressed. I'm calling my therapist after the show, that song.
I'm going to call mine too.
Also, I've never seen Porchop put so much effort into anything in my life.
What?
His vocal change, where he's like, sad.
Also, I don't think I've ever heard that song either.
What?
Where are you guys?
Oh, no.
Where are you guys doing karaoke? I am so confused. What about A Whole New World is a huge karaoke song. Girls, they have
stop.
A ton of karaoke.
Like, stop.
Who are you karaokeing with?
Stop. Why don't you check the votes right now, Pork Chop, and tabulate them. We just were doing some go-to karaoke. This whole thing got brought up because this guy, 65 years old in China, he used to do like 3 to 5 hour karaoke sessions, and he had to go to the hospital because his left lung collapsed. Everybody okay?
I'm fine, but I'm pretty sure like professional singers aren't even on stage for that long.
I'm laughing because two things. One, because I do feel like my left lung's collapsing, and two, because I just saw the votes.
Now, real quick, I just saw a tweet somebody sent us, Radio Now AM show for Micah. She said, I'm disappointed at Liv and Joe for not knowing Other Side. No. I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I didn't say I didn't know it. Liv the Web Girl, Let's Get in Check, is the one that knows nothing after 2010, okay?
Do you know Under the Bridge, Liv?
Yeah, trolls live there. Trolls.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Classic song.
I know Bridge to Terabithia. That was a lit movie when I was like in grade school.
Okay, anyways, because we're going to be going down a wormhole we shouldn't be going down. You don't know it then. What is the actual voting result after all three of us karaoke? Liv did Friends in Low Places. I did Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. And then you, Pork Chop, with Red Hot Chili Peppers, or RHCP for those in the know, with Other Side.
In last place with 5% of the vote, 5%, Liv the Web Girl.
What? Who does not like Friends in Low Places?
I mean, like I said, I love that song, but you got to get that Garth Brooks.
I think it was the performances what really threw off the voting.
You don't have a low voice, Liv.
Yeah, I've got friends.
There, see? You would have got a 6% vote with
places where the whiskey drowns and the beer.
I mean, I would have had a collapsed lung if I did that.
Second place with 16% of the vote. Joe.
16?
Yeah, I got 77%.
What the?
Wow.
I don't know. I just love that song.
And, but here's the thing. When I think of karaoke, I don't think of good singing. I just think of like a fun time.
Yeah, right.
I think, though, that Porkchop gave the best performance.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You were both great. You were both great. Now, too bad Liv didn't know the song you're performing.
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Let's go to Germany for today's dummy of the day. Cops in Germany, they tracked down a guy that they were looking for after he failed to show up to serve an 11-month prison sentence. So obviously the guy went to court. He's in trouble. He must have been out free. And they're like, all right, well, you got to actually come down and serve your time. He's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Well, he actually got in a chase with them. He tried running. Then he jumped off a balcony. He didn't look, by the way, where he was leaping, which is very dangerous. And he landed directly upon a wasp nest. Oh my gosh. I'm not against bees or wasps. Like, I don't like wasps and I appreciate honeybees. But I'll tell you right now, those things are scary, man. Like, could you imagine landing on a wasp nest?
No, that honestly is one of my biggest fears.
Well, here's what happened too. Besides landing on it, they started stinging him because they're like, dude, you broke our home. Sting him.
Yeah.
Sounds like me yesterday.
You had one honeybee sting you. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like a sweat bee, like one of those tiny little
things. I think
things.
It was a sweat bee. It's like, hey, I'm a little sweat bee. Hey. It landed
on his leg, and he's like, oh, I got stung!
Oh, hey,
pretty much.
I'm allergic to sweat bees. Well, the cops, they tried to arrest him, but, you know, he was still running, and as they were going after him, they were getting stung, because these wasps, like, did not forget the dude that destroyed their nest, so he was able to get away, but this wasp also stayed on him, so he's running, he ends up, like, doing the only thing he could. He jumped into a nearby pool, because he thought, okay, if I get underwater, they can't get me, and it worked, but the police were able to close in on him because there was a huge disturbance and people found it. So this guy got arrested, taken to jail, just full of wasp stings, which are the absolute worst. And he could be facing additional charges too for fleeing on top of the already things that they were looking for. But that just goes when something goes from bad to worse. You think you're going to get away, you jump off, and you land right on a wasp nest.
Ugh.
Kind of the story of our lives, isn't it? That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All right, coming up next, do you guys know what today is?
Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. It's Taco Tuesday.
Little John, who is the king of making awesome music, has a new song out, and it involves today, Taco Tuesday. I think, guys, this might be the new jam that we have to play like every Tuesday here on the show.
What?
Okay.
It's next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Wow, you guys were funny for once. Oh, man, you better get out of here, Porkchop. You got to head to Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, it's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You got Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. And, yeah, Porkchop is going to be in Blanco Brown. You know the song, The Get Up? He's going to be in that music video. This is so exciting. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
I am very excited, but I do have a question, and I'm hoping someone could call up real quick and give me the answer. 833-563-2539. If you've driven to Tennessee from here, like Nashville, is the ride like really mountainous or not? Like, because I'm just nervous if I could take my car or if I should rent a car. Like, we all know my car has 300,000 miles on it, so it's obviously it's 12 years
old.
You're
going to be on the expressway the entire time.
Right, but I mean, does the expressway, like, sometimes they, like, there's hilly mountains.
I wouldn't say it's super hilly.
I don't think so. Which is a little bit different. When I worked in Evansville, Indiana, just south of here, and I remember going there, I don't remember being huge mountains, but maybe coming from Indy there is. 833-563-2539. If anybody's taking the trip driving-wise from Indy to Nashville, we'll try to get you on the air real quick to give Porkchop some advice.
I mean, I've driven to Nashville from Cincinnati, Ohio, and it wasn't hilly.
Okay.
Well, anyways, I am excited. But how about you, Liv? What's the rest of your day look like?
I'm going to lunch. I'm going to work out, go to the gym, and then I'm going to have a dance lesson, which Joe always gets so mad at me for not recording. So I take ballroom dance lessons at Five Star Dance Studios because my boyfriend's parents like own a bunch of them around Indy.
Yeah.
And I love dance. And the reason why I haven't posted anything is because I've been working on a cha-cha number literally for months and months and months now. And I don't want my boyfriend to see it until I actually perform it, the day I perform it.
Okay.
So that's why I haven't posted anything because I every time I come so close to posting something, but I'm like, oh, but I want my boyfriend to be surprised.
Is that what it is?
I swear on my life, I will let you watch the video, Joe.
Okay.
I have a video on my phone of me doing the dance that I've been working on, and it's really good. But I like just want to impress my boyfriend because I think he's going to be blown away when he sees it.
All right, well, that's a reason why. I'm glad you finally communicated that to me after I've spent 6 weeks in therapy talking to my therapist about it. Glad you finally told me that. Thank you. That's hundreds of dollars later.
I believe you did that.
Oh, yes. Ask Julie. Live the Web Girl comes up quite a lot. Hayden, you're on Joe on the radio. I don't even know. It's a show on the radio. I don't know. What's up, dude?
Nothing much.
So any advice for Porkchop? He's going to be heading into some hilly situations today. Or no?
I would just suggest that he just takes it easy because my car, I have like 200,000 on it, and it drove just fine down to Tennessee.
All right,
yay,
Hayden.
Awesome.
Wow, that's the update we were looking for, man. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All right, well, dude, I wish you a safe trip. I hope everything works out just fine for you, and you know, you have a good time, dude. You excited?
Yes, I'm ready to go right now.
Hello? Yeah. I just thought it would be. I was trying to call in, but it sounds really weird, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What okay. is happening?
Hey, it's Joe. I recommend Porkchop takes the station vehicle. All right, I got to go. This is dumb. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Oh, wait. I think we just had a caller call in that recommended that you take the station vehicle.
Yeah, why don't you take the Radio Now vehicle?
Caller, that was some great advice. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Caller.
Well, we lost him. Dang.
Oh, no.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm trying to be creative, and sometimes it doesn't work. I just throw it against the wall, and I see what sticks. Dude, safe travels. We'll check in with you tomorrow. Don't worry. You will pay the punishment for Dare Dice on Thursday. Liv, please come in tomorrow. I don't want to do the show alone.
I'll be in tomorrow, I promise.
Okay, cool. All right, well, hey, be safe, have fun, and wish Porkchop well. We can't do any of that unless we say goodbye, though. So for myself, Joe, Liv, the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Peace. Bye.